It's me again, and guess what today is? Today is the same day as the day when I was just recording the previous two things about the sperm and the egg. Today is October 6th, 2014. Hey! Ho! Alright. So I was thinking about some shit because I was writing about the introverted feeling, right? Introverted feeling. But what I was trying to say is that don't think I'm just writing about introverted feeling from the viewpoint of the people that have the introverted feeling and the dominant and auxiliary functions. That's fucking whack, yo. You need to be thinking about this dominant. You need to be thinking about the functions in the terms of, for example, you need to be thinking about the id function, because that shit can be even stronger. It can be stronger than the dominant function, even. And what about the tertiary function, yo? So here's what I fucking arrived at when I just spontaneously wrote this thing yesterday when I was talking about it, okay? There's about eight types that have a use of this kind of thing. About half the types, any function will be using it. And they'll be using it kind of like this. So basically what I was saying is the example is that INFJs, ISFJs, they're using introverted feeling too, and they may have the most strongest and most acutest manifestations of that shit. You ever seen those motherfucking INFJs? Watch out when the shit blows against the door. You're going to be having a motherfucking time. Not even compared to the ISFP or INFP. This is an extreme motherfucking manifestation. Now, I think the way they use it as an id function, ISFJ, INFJ, is the strongest and most overpowering use of a function, but not harmonious. Now, the dominant is like the ego function, okay? So that is neutral. You know what I mean? It's just neutral. It's like a conjunction. It's just everything. Just it is. It's just everything is that. It's in the con. But yet the id function is kind of like that shit too, because the ego comes off the motherfucking id shit. Read Freud, motherfucker. Yeah, read Freud. He said ego differentiates off the id. And that's the way I experienced that shit. So it's like the id function is it's the first thing that happens. And you might want to look at that as like conception versus birth. You know, you're conceived at the id. And that function is like you at the core, nigga. Maybe that's your parents when they fucked you. I mean, when they fucked them each other and then they fucked you in the process. By bringing your ass into this motherfucking world. When they combined in the meiosis, mitosis kind of shit, that was introverted feeling, the conception. All right? Lower square. The shit that you good at, but is painful to your ass. The shit you trying to get. You're trying to overcome this shit. It's like when the apple falls from the tree, you're trying to roll as far as you fucking can roll away from the tree. Even though the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree, when it falls, it wants to roll a long way, right? Especially, never mind. If it's on a hill, it's going to roll a long way. No matter where this fucking apple come from? Which one of these trees up the hill? This is bullshit. Okay? But now, the dominant function is like when you're born from your mama's vagina. When you come out and you, the inner point between, the inner meet, the interface between you and the motherfucking world is like, that's you. That's your ego. Your ego kind of starts as soon as you get out. Maybe a little before, maybe a little after. I don't have the time clock. But the shit starts to come out. Right? Like you start to like, as soon as you separate, you're like, oh shit, what's all this shit? What the fuck is this? This is the outer world, motherfucker. Oh. This is you needing to get your shit together so you can start functioning like a contained person. So not be all crawling across the floor like some amoeba and shit, always needing your mama. Right? This is you forming ego orientation. This is you meeting the world and trying to like the world impacting you and you feeling the world and the world going, what the fuck? This is me, motherfucker. This is what it is. So that's what that is. And that's really important in the same way that being born is more important than being conceived. Even though, I don't know. You know, that's just what I can think of. That's an analogy. I don't know how good it is. And then what you got, motherfucker, is this. And you got some motherfucking thing called the auxiliary function. How you like that shit? It's like you're living on a goddamn ship. And there's different ranks and orders. Okay? So check this motherfucking shit. The auxiliary function is... So we have... So let's recap. We have the id, which is very strong, negative. Okay? Primarily. Then we have... The ego orientation, which is the dominant function, which is the one everyone knows. This is me. Okay? This is me in the world. Or whatever. Whatever, this is me. This is the me that I want you to be. This is how I'm forming my ego. That's neutral, kind of. It's not really positive. It just is, motherfucker. Conjunction. It's just one. Okay? So, anyways. And then you have the auxiliary function, which is harmonious. Okay? Very harmonious. Maybe the most harmonious motherfucking use of a function that the motherfucking is. But, shut up, Phoebe. You ain't listening. You ain't listening. But it's not particularly, it's not necessarily strong in the way that the dominant function is strong or neutral. But relative to the dominant function, it's not as strong. But it's more harmonious. Okay? And so check this shit out. I'm coming at you with the tertiary function, motherfucker, yeah. So we have recap. We have the id function, which is very motherfucking strong, but not harmonious. Then we have the dominant ego orientation, which is just neutral. But it's just like everything. And then we have the auxiliary... You still recording? Yeah. We still have the auxiliary function, which is positive. Okay? Very, very positive. But then we have, check this out, we have the tertiary function, which is perfect. How you like those apples? So whatever's at the tertiary, you express that in the most perfect manner. You don't necessarily have it very strong, but you don't need it to be because it's perfect. It's like when you perfect something, you do it that way. Okay? It's like maybe the Philosopher's Stone, or when you're refining something, whatever the hell you want to see. It's the end of your search. Okay? But the auxiliary function is opposite to the tertiary function. So they're kind of like, I don't know, they're kind of opposites. They are opposites. I mean, I'm not saying they're kind of. They really are opposites. So, we have the id function, which is negative, strong. We have neutral at the dominant function, then strong. Okay, it's strong, neutral. And then we have the auxiliary function, which is positive, but I don't want to say it's weak, though. But it's like it makes up for in strength what it has in harmony. Maybe? Anybody want to go with that? I don't know. And the auxiliary function, I mean the tertiary function, is just perfect. It's like actually the thing that you can perfect. It's kind of like that. And that's all I want to say. Bye.